Ohio has now become the latest state to expand its Medicaid program to cover an alternative treatment to manage pain. In Ohio's case, it's acupuncture, but other states are also paying for massage and yoga to fight the opioid crisis and addictions that often are started by overprescription of pain drugs. Casey Ross reports on this for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Casey, the effort here is to give low-income patients the same non-opioid options that many people who are insured have, because some of these things are covered by insurance. But what's the science behind it?
Well, it varies from treatment to treatment, but there is limited scientific evidence to support the benefits that some of these therapies offer in treating different forms of pain. Acupuncture in particular has a pretty varied body of evidence to support it, and it's really not conclusive that the delivery of that particular kind of treatment provides a significant benefit to specific patients.
But the people backing these moves say it might give just a little bit. In other words, it might be one tool in a toolbox that might include other things like massage and like chiropractic.
Well, that's right. I mean, if it helps, it helps, regardless of whether it's placebo or whether there's a verifiable scientific and health benefit for people. If it provides some relief to their pain, no matter how small, I think that's sort of one tool in the armament of tools that states have to really begin to help these patients in a different way and avoid abuse.
Well, and how would it work? We know Alabama, as you write, considered this, but then there were concerns about the administrative burden the expansion would put on, the small group of providers they have. So they declined to do it. But what are some of the other questions that need to be answered before these states can go forward?
Well, I think the most significant question that states are asking is can they afford to do this? The Medicaid budgets in states, as we know, are not necessarily growing. And in fact, Republicans in Congress are trying to find ways to cut the costs and pare the Medicaid program. So states really have to ask themselves, can we afford, under the budget constraints, to offer these kinds of treatments? These are treatments that might cost $75 to $100 per visit. And if you're getting a number of visits, that adds up, and that's a significant cost to taxpayers and to Medicaid programs.
I'm wondering if they're asking also, can we afford not to? Ohio, for instance, has a huge opioid epidemic, and there's got to be a way to get some of the pain medication out of pain treatment for people who are becoming addicts.
Well, that's right. I mean, I live in Ohio, and it's a real significant problem here. Overdoses have really increased, and it's a constant battle that law enforcement and that political leaders are dealing with, and there's a sense that something has to be done. And it can't just be, okay, we're going to limit prescribing practices, because the underlying pain that patients feel is still there, so there's got to be a way to address it. And so I think liberalizing the options that patients might have to treat their pain in different ways is a primary focus, I know, of the governor and of other stakeholders.
Well, we'll continue to watch to see how this plays out. Casey Ross, National Hospital Reporter for STAT. Casey, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.